From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Sammy Mack. Florida legislators have cut $100 million from the state's mental health budget since 2009. Now, an investigation by two Florida newspapers details how those cuts have put patients and staff in harm's way. Leonora Lapeter-Anton was part of the team from the Tampa Bay Times and the Sarasota Herald Tribune. She spent more than a year looking into Florida's mental hospitals for the series Insane, Invisible, In Danger. Leonora, welcome.
Thank you, Sammy.
Okay, so how have these budget cuts impacted the wards of Florida's mental hospitals?
More than $100 million has been cut, as we said, and that's resulted in about a third of the workforce being cut. And as a result of that, violence has more than doubled. We've found 1,000 injuries to patients and staff. I think we were basically directly able to connect cuts in money to an increase in violence.
You looked at 15 deaths in the mental health system. What did they have in common?
I guess you could say that all of them were as a result of either medical neglect or staff neglect or something not being done to protect the patients.
One of the cases you investigated was that of Anthony Barsotti. What happened to him in July of 2010?
Well, Anthony Barsotti was a schizophrenic, and the voices told him to hit other patients. He wasn't a very strong man. He was sort of gangly and thin, and he didn't really do much damage, but he would attack other patients for no reason. He had 10 fights in a period of 10 days, and they didn't separate him from the other patients. On the 10th day, which was July 31st, 2010, he had a fight with a man. They still didn't separate him. He came out into the TV room. He went after that man again, and the guard shoved him headfirst into a concrete wall. And then Anthony sort of collapses, and the guard helps him up and takes him into a room. A nurse comes another 20-something minutes later. She puts a Band-Aid on his finger, and then she leaves. No one checks his head, and his brain is bleeding because he's fractured his skull. A couple hours later, he's basically catatonic, and they eventually get the ambulances there and take him to the hospital, and that by that time, it's too late. He's brain dead.
We have some audio of his father, also named Anthony Barsotti. This is from a documentary that you worked on with the team who investigated this. Here he is talking about that guard.
He had gone from a protector to a murderer in a matter of seconds. And to me, that's what it was. It was murder.
And one of the problems that you outline in the series is the secrecy around these deaths on the wards. One state patient that you profile is Tauris McNair, who was found dead with 10 times the normal amount of the antipsychotic drug Thorazine in his body. And his mother, Rochelle, can't get his records. We have audio here of her describing that.
The only thing I really wanted from the beginning is just to know how my baby day went.
What kind of accountability is there if even family members are denied records?
For one, the state uses a law designed to protect victims to keep the names of abusers, you know, employees who abuse patients, out of the public record. So we had a hard time figuring out who the abusers were in the system. Basically, the way we did this was the state produces a critical incident report, which we matched everything up with police records from around the state. And then that is how we were able to see that this was happening and what was happening.
There was some really gruesome video in the records that you were able to get. A nurse getting stabbed in the face, patients beating another patient to death, a guard slamming a patient against a wall. It's grisly, it's hard to watch, and I want to know how you deal with that when you spend a year and a half reporting on this stuff.
We got these videos from police departments. The state refused to give them to us, and we found them really difficult to watch, but we also found them so important because it shows what's going on inside these hospitals. It's important to have documentation of that. It's stronger sometimes than words.
Leonora Lapeter-Anton was one of the reporters who worked on the investigative series Insane, Invisible, In Danger for the Tampa Bay Times and the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Another installment will be published later this month. You can find links to the series as well as other stories from Health News Florida at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.